According to the UN, around 1 billion people currently lack access to fresh drinking water. As the global population continues to increase, the problem of water scarcity looks set to get a lot worse. Right. In fact, a new study commissioned by the Austrian-based International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis, or much easier to say altogether, it would be the IIASA. They have found that global demand for water is likely to be more than double by the year 2050. Now, John Cummins asked IIASA's water program director, William Cosgrove, about the scale of the problem.
In the year 2000, a report called the World Water Vision pointed out that we were headed for disaster in terms of water scarcity on the planet unless we started to do something. And yet there has been very little that has been done. So in 2012, it was decided at EASA that it was time to take a look at what was going on. We've seen increasing trends to urbanization. The population continues to grow. And with the new communications that we have, everyone is thinking that they could have a lot more. And we still don't know about the impacts of climate change. Are we really going to achieve this 1.5 degrees? That's the new target coming from Paris as the maximum temperature rise, or are we going to face some of the other disastrous scenarios?
On the other side of the equation, though, I mean, haven't there been improvements in efficiency, in agriculture, in water use in industry, and also new technologies like desalination plants and things like that? So, okay, the demand for water is increasing, but isn't also our use of water improving somewhat?
It is in some places, because as you have pointed out, there are solutions. And if we were to apply them, then we could reduce the demand globally. But the reality is that the part of the world where those solutions are being applied or have been applied is only a small fraction. And the rest of the world is waiting. So it's going to take really a global commitment to achieve these goals if we're going to make it.
Your project, the Water Futures and Solutions Project, it aims to give the decision makers information to help them make those critical decisions about future water use. So what would you like to see governments and other institutions do then with this information to tackle this problem?
They have already taken the first step. They agreed in September in New York a common vision of what life should be like for all humans and for the environment on this planet. The next is that each country has to figure out for itself what its priorities are and start to implement these things. Under a worst scenario, there could be 1 billion people who are refugees because there's no water. That's the really bad, bad downside of what we're facing. So we have to act, and we have to act now. And it's not that there aren't solutions. There are solutions. We just have to make up our minds, set the goals, make the trade-offs, and apply the solutions that are available.
That was Water Program Director William Cosgrove at the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis, or IIASA, or EASA.
FM Fear. Reality Check.